A very good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the second of the Bashmore Audio Boo World thing, whatever it is. It's Tuesday, 7th of September. It's crazy. This is the second Audio Boo, and I've not got bored and drifted off and done something else and decided that I can't be arsed with it already. That said, give it a week and I'll probably have got bored. You know, I've found some new kind of friends reunited my space face. Book will have been created, which will be taking up all my time now. Anyway, so today's pondering occurred whilst at the gym, whilst on the treadmill, trying not to lose control of my bowels and start crying because I put it on too fast a speed and I could barely survive, whilst at the same time, like a moth to a flame, staring at the TV, just watching what was on TV, really, to take the focus away from the pain that I was in from running. And honestly, like, TV advertisements, couldn't give a crap about most of the time, but I was obsessed with them today because it gave me something to look at, as opposed to people walking around the gym dragging weights with their teeth or whatever hard ass stuff they kind of do. And come on screen was this culinary delight that kind of just blew you away. It's the new burger, I presume, by one of these fast food outlets. Won't tell you which one in case they kind of Google their name on Audio Boo or whatever and looking to sue and make some more money, even though they've just been sold to some South Americans. Anyway, their new burger that this masculine monarchy burger people have created looked great. I suddenly was like, wow, maybe this is what I'm missing, this is what I should be eating. Just imagine the scene, and this is what was in the advert, a country cottage, and a nice, lovely, rustic kitchen setting with a wooden work surface, and there is the burger being lovingly put together. And I don't know why, like, in the adverts, when they always put the top bun on, it's as if they throw it like a shot put from the other side of the room, because it actually bounces on top of the burger. You know, they had a jar of honey, don't know why that was there, but apparently that's what you use in the fast food industry when you're making burgers in a country kitchen. And it looked great. Kind of imagine it, that you go into some kind of plasticky looking fast food outlet, and they take your order and then buzz it out to some slightly middle class family that have retired to the countryside and kind of make these burgers in their spare time, and then, you know, lovingly ship them back, having got all the ingredients from the finest, I don't know, Prince Charlie's Ducci whatever lettuce, and it looked great. So that's what the burgers, how they're made, right, isn't it? I mean, at which point in the advert, which I didn't quite get, do they put, like, bits of, I don't know, rat head or plastic spoon into the burger? I mean, they must have missed, that must be kind of what the director's cut of the advert. So there you go, check out that burger, lovely. And that was today's kind of random witterings. So, and if you're really not bored and put off by what I've just been on about, there's also the blog, don't forget, bashmore.wordpress.com, how exciting is that? Anyway, have a good rest of the day, folks. I'll probably be back tomorrow, unless I discover something else or decide to carry on watching This Morning, which I was watching in awe today. Apparently they've got like an internet social media hub now, which one of the Nolan sisters, I don't know which Nolan it was, Tito or Jermaine, where they talk and monitor what the internet folk are saying on the internet, on Facebook and Twitter, and they've got 10 people pressing F5 and monitoring their computers. I don't know why that needs this many people. Surely they've heard of TweetDeck and you need one computer and three columns or whatever. But there you go. Anyway, until the next time, folks, here endeth today's message. In a bit.